I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, a pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the infamous bottom of the US Senate, who won between Z-Way and George Santos, Lady Gaga butt-dialing David Archuleta, and whether or not Tate McRae has what it takes to be the next queen of pop. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello.
Hello.
Nice. Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hello to all of the people who are listening.
Hello to those listeners listening.
With my their... little listeners. My little glistening glistener listeners.
Do you hear what I hear?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
Send the lamb or said the lamb?
I think the lamb said it.
Send the lamb. Oh.
The lamb was all, it's a talking lamb. It's all, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear? That is, it's giving pentatonics, that song.
Actually.
Some Christmas songs are so pentatonics. It's like, okay.
Okay, well, hold on. Okay, wait. So first, okay, let's break it down.
Break it down.
Everything can talk in this song, first of all.
Yeah, and everything can hear.
First of all, the night wind is all, little lamb, do you see what I see? So apparently the night wind has eyes and ears and a mouth.
Okay.
Well, what that thrussy do?
What that wussy? It's the windussy, the wussy.
So, in
many ways, a tornado is like a fleshlight. The wind is its own turbulent tunnel. If you were to be laying down boner up and a tornado came,
a tornado flew around the room.
Yes, it's giving very natural fleshlight.
Is a tornado Earth's fleshlight?
Something to consider.
All right, so then the little lamb says to the little boy, mm-hmm. He's all, do you hear what I hear?
The lamb said it to the boy.
So the wind...
First the wind said, do you see what I see? Bitch. To the lamb. The lamb then said to the boy, do you hear what I hear?
Yes.
So the lamb is saying, I heard from the wind to look at something. And so he's saying...
This is the longest game of telephone ever. Well, not that long, but it is essentially a game
of telephone.
Well, it's
the end. Are we at the end? Is that the end?
No, bitch. The lamb talks to the shepherd boy. The shepherd boy talks to the king, the mighty king.
Oh.
In your palace, warm, mighty king. Hey, ooh. Speaking of warm.
He's all buttering him up. He said, ooh, king, your palace, ooh, you have fire.
Oh, wait. And then the king says to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. So
it's a story about peace.
I don't
but
know.
But the wind wants peace?
I don't know why the wind just didn't talk to the king in the first place. You had to get a lamb to do the bidding, to get a boy to do the bidding.
Well, humans historically do not listen to nature. You know who is connected to nature? Lamb. Nature. Lamb is nature. Lamb is part of nature. Well, humans should be part of nature, but we're so far detached from nature that we need lambs to be speaking on behalf of winds, to be speaking on behalf of... So what happened? Did the people listen to the king?
He asked them, This child.
Which child?
The child. Probably Jesus.
So the child took all of the credit from the lamb and wind.
No. The wind was just like, the wind.
Okay.
They're all singing about Jesus.
No, wind. Why? You think the wind cares about Jesus? Shut up. Jesus is solely a human predicament, okay? We have created, you know, our own fantasies, lores, and religions that lambs do not even think about, that wind is not even considering. Get out of here.
You know how, you speaking of Jesus, you know how with the story of Jesus born in the shed?
You know what? Christians... I have a bone to pick.
Hold on, wait. There was no room in the inn, so Jesus was born in a stable.
Right.
So you really think back then nobody was just like giving up their room to a pregnant woman?
No, because you know what? Because
these days, nowadays, I bet nobody would be giving up their room to a pregnant woman. But I thought back then people would have been like, okay, you take it. We'll sleep with the cows.
Well, the inn, a birth back yonder, honey, mess. The inn, they were not including charges for cleaning. They were not including charges for what was going on back then? If somebody came in and they were like, like contracting, you'd be like, I actually don't want you to.
Why?
It's giving mess. It's giving placenta. It's giving goops, gobs, blood, and honestly, a lot of back in ye olde time. It's only in recent times when the mother would even live, and so like Miss Thing juicing everywhere. It's like you got to be out in the stable because the straw, honey, the hay is going to soak.
Yeah, I bet the rooms had. First of all, the hay is probably great for sopping up.
That's what I'm saying.
Placenta and etc.
What did Latrice say? Latrice said,
"Jesus is a biscuit."
Yes, let him sop you up.
Let him sop you up. So, I'm sure the inn probably had hay beds to begin with. They didn't have no California king.
You know, I'm not really even convinced the story is accurate.
Pray for peace. Oh, people everywhere.
Oh, big words coming from the king. You know who has the power to create peace?
You.
Not the peasants. The king. And you know who has the power to create some type of destruction? Not the peasants. The king. So
wait.
King, don't be coming up to me telling me I need to be peaceful. King, you're the one... You're the one probably leading war. Hello.
Also, first of all, do you know what the king said to the people everywhere? He said, pray for peace. It's giving thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, well.
Thoughts and prayers.
Were people praying back then? To who? They didn't know about God, did they?
Whoa.
Well, I guess they knew about God, but then maybe they were like, oh, then they were only recently introduced to Jesus. They knew about God before Jesus. And then they were like, God has a son?
Here he is, born in a stable.
If that were a new concept back then, if everyone was vibing with God, quote unquote, but then somebody was like, for the very first time ever in history, somebody goes, actually, I'm the literal son of God. And nobody had ever claimed to be the son of God, like God's offspring. That would be kind of a gag. That would be kind of a, what? All right. Like, in what way? But like, okay.
Here he is.
I would be gagging. If you were like one city over, would you be like, you know what? Let's bring some myrrh. Let's go over. Does anybody have anything that we could bring? We could gift them something, you frankincense.
How did, I mean, the wind must have been telling everybody things very quickly because...
Well, the wind travels faster than anything.
Well, not faster than sound or light.
Okay.
I think, don't quote me on any
you're
of
right,
that.
You're right.
Don't quote me on any of that.
What song is this that we're...
Babe, it's do you dissect hear what it. I hear? You know who has a good version of it?
Don't say Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
I knew you were going to say that. You know what? Yesterday, I went through my entire festive playlist.
And you deleted Carrie Underwood?
And I, well, some, yeah. I went through and I sorted by title so that I could see, okay, I have 15 Silent Nights. Let's trim the fat. Say maybe we don't need, you know, the Glee version.
Didn't I tell you when my ex and I had an Oh Holy Night off? It was very that. We queued up. We organized by title. We played every Oh Holy Night in our Spotify Christmas playlist, and then we ranked them.
You say your ex? We did that. Me and you.
Well, if you and I did that, it was because I told you that I did that with my ex.
Oh, wow. Sloppy sec. Sloppy seconds. Not in a brief. Sloppy seconds.
When I was home celebrating Christmas early a couple weeks ago, my dad was playing all of his Christmas music on like Pandora or something. And he was somehow actually queuing songs, which I didn't even think you could do on Pandora. Or maybe he was just looking at YouTube videos. I don't know. Anyway, he would play the song and be like, oh, who can name this? Loved a little game. And he got so mad when he put on the Carrie Underwood version of Do You Hear What I Hear? And he said, who sings this? And before it was even 3 seconds in, you know I got that.
Yeah, no, I understand that. The only two versions of Do You Hear What I Hear that I have, Carrie Underwood, Whitney Houston.
They're both great.
Yeah, Whitney Houston rarely misses with a Christmas song. The difference is the Whitney version has a question mark at the end of the title. The Carrie version does not.
You know who has a version of Do You Hear What I Hear that you might enjoy?
David Archuleta?
Jordan Sparks.
Oh my God, I was very close. I was very close.
You were down the right path.
Hey, did you see that David Archuleta? This was in no way intentional, but did you see the David Archuleta video
of him TikTok? With a hickey?
No. He was on TikTok. He stitched a TikTok that was going around of him introducing the opener, which was Lady Gaga. And this was like a video clip from way back in the day, and it was going viral.
The opener of what?
The implication of the video that and why it was going viral was like, can you believe there was a time when David Archuleta was more famous than Lady Gaga? Lady Gaga was opening for the Experience at what, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Lady Gaga opened for the American Idol Top 10 tour.
Listen, so it was like a jingle ball or something, or okay. I don't know what it was. And so David Archuleta stitched it and was like, let me give context to this because I think everyone's thinking she opened for me or something. It was like she was the opener for the event or I don't know what it was. Anyway, he was explaining and he was talking about how she was incredible and she was like a star from the very first second. And this was right before Just Dance even blew up. It was like it had come out, but it hadn't like dominated the charts yet. She hadn't released any other songs. And apparently she gave him her number and was like, you know what, if you ever need anything, if I'm remembering correctly, she was like, if you need to go shopping, we could like, like wanting to help him with his style choices or like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he also said that once he got a butt dial from her, and she left a voicemail, and it was in the middle of the night, like a 2 minute long voicemail. And he woke up the next morning and had like a missed call and a voicemail that was obviously clearly a butt dial. And he ended the TikTok with, and Gaga, if you're out there, I would love to go shopping. In earnest, he goes, I would love to go shopping sometime or hang out or I don't know. And I thought, oh, this is all so important to me. This is like the perfect intersection of what I care about.
This is a Venn diagram for you.
Yeah, and in another world, Gaga would reply, but I feel like that's just not the type of celebrity she is currently. She would not stitch a David Archuleta conversation, unfortunately.
She should, she could, she would, but
I don't think she will. But
hey, who do you think gave him a hickey a couple weeks ago?
Hopefully a man.
Was it you?
No. Who's... I'm not trying to give a hickey ever.
I'm not trying to give or get.
both, either. Ugh. I'm not trying to give or get, but I think you're of course referencing, he posted a TikTok that he was like at a CVS and somebody who worked there told him, like, get some green before you put foundation on over it. Like, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, he was all, shout out to the girl ads at the WeHo CVS.
You know what? I didn't know that. I thought, that, you know what? Let me write that down. But who's getting a hickey? I haven't gotten a hickey since.
I ain't trying to get one. I ain't trying to give one. I, like, if somebody's lingering around my neck doing stuff, I'm all... I'm all moving my head. Yeah, scram.
Okay, well, yeah. It's never a surprise. Like, once you know what sucking feels like on your neck, aren't you, like, incredibly aware, like, don't do that because I might get a hickey?
It's strange that I'm not in
the hickeys. Oh, drunk people. People are drunk sometimes. And, like, unaware, I guess, maybe? Sucking and slurping and...
No, I think anybody... I don't think you can accidentally give a hickey. You can accidentally get a hickey, but I don't think you can accidentally give one.
People, a hickey from Kinnicky.
They're... Are you quoting Grease?
Yes, a hickey from Kinnicky. That's a, it's a, is that a Hallmark saying? Card. What?
Is that a saying? And is that a line from the film?
Yeah, it's a, it's like his signature.
Oh, well, what's yours? mine's a story from Corey. I just tell you really.
It is a story from Corey.
I just tell you the longest story, long-winded, no ending. Mid hookup.
great.
It's what do you give him? Pink eye from Ty.
Pink eye from Ty. Don't itch. It'll only get worse.
Ain't that the truth?
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Are we going to talk about
my new juicer? Yes, we'll talk about my new juicer. Is that what you were going to ask?
No. Are you juicing?
Well, I got a new juicer for Christmas.
Juicing?
Oh, it's so fun.
Juicing? Like, what are you juicing? Fruits, veggies, roots, what?
Yeah, all. I'm making green juice.
Okay. What's the green?
It's like green apple, celery, spinach, cucumber. Did I say celery? Yum.
Yep. Okay, sounds good.
I also make it some, when you come visit, I'll make you some juice. I also made some good orange juice and some grapefruit juice.
I would try that.
Yeah, it's delicious. My sister-in-law was all, I don't know if you'll use that juicer if you get it for Christmas.
I said, so now you're just trying to prove.
I said, how dare you? I've thought about this juicer for a long time. This isn't just some willy-nilly purchase.
I'm kind of at capacity with kitchen appliances. I'm like, no more.
Well, listen, I've got the counter space because I'm not a coffee drinker. So do you know what I have? I have a juicer and I have an air fryer. And guess what? That's the way to live.
Okay.
So what did you want to talk about? The Senate twink?
Oh, no, I wanted to talk about your juicer.
So what did you want to talk about? George Santos on Z-Way?
Did you watch it?
I watched all 17 minutes of it.
I watched all 17 minutes of it. It was the duration of walking the dogs this morning. I don't know if it was completely successful on shutting down the experience of his career. If anything, I kind of think he had a gotcha at the end. She was all, what's it going to take for us to never see you again? He goes, what was the quote? Or it was basically along the lines of, well, you have to stop inviting me to stuff. And it was very like, you invited me to this. Hello.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. The calls are coming from inside the house. With that said, I do think she pushed him on things that further than anybody else is ever going to push him on things that will have access to him in this way in an interview setting. But unfortunately, I actually found it to be a fun, funny, charming, silly, stupid little YouTube skit video. It was giving YouTube collab where both people were fun and funny.
August.
It was giving August.
Can George Santos be the special surprise guest at August 2024?
Only if it's a trio collab, me, him, and Senate Twink.
Okay.
I think get them in a room together.
Yeah, they've probably been in a room together.
In the room where it happened?
Sure.
What did you think of the George Santos interview?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, yeah, you're exactly right. She tried to deadpan to the camera a few times and be like, stop inviting him to stuff. And I'm like, babe, you did it first.
With that said, anybody that's like, how are we platforming him? Babe, he was an elected official. He's been platformed. You know, like, don't act like Z-Way is the ultimate platform when he was already voting on things that are tax funded. Like, he's already been platformed.
Yeah. I don't know. So hopefully now he'll slowly disappear to prison.
Well, he said in it that he's probably going to run for something again someday, and it's not the last we'll see of him. And, you know.
I guess I didn't realize he's your age.
What? How old did he say he was?
35.
I'm 34, thank you.
You're almost.
Right. So are we the same age? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, he's born in 88.
See? And there you have it.
Damn.
Well.
Yeah.
I will say this, actually.
Say it. Don't spray it.
When she said, he the whole time, he was very like, if there's one thing I'm going to do, it's expose the corruption of D.C., and Republicans and Democrats alike are all scams. And she goes, name names. And it seems for a second he's not gonna. And then she tries, okay, let me name a name and you say yes or no. He really played the game. She named like 10 names and he said yes and no to different names. And so I'm thinking, my main takeaway from this is, oh, this is somebody who might actually long-term be able to have a lasting impact on the culture of DC if he recklessly exposes all of the other people who are also scammers just like him. Like, yeah, it's bad, he's a scammer, but if he's going to take down 10 politicians with him, I would say that's like not the worst outcome of all of this.
Joanne the scammer.
Whatever happened to Joanne the Scammer?
I don't know.
Due for a comeback. Write that down. 2024. Hey, okay, yeah, we should talk about the U.S. Senate experiencing its first bottom.
That's not the first bottom in the Senate, and you know it.
Thank you. Yes, you're so right.
Didn't you visit the Capitol?
I was not in that room. I was not in that room, no.
A room of one's own?
What?
A room of one's own.
A room of one's own? Yes. Sure, I don't even... Are you rapping?
You don't know okay, A Room of One's Own by Virginia Woolf? Wow. I guess you hate women, I guess.
So there they were, some congressional staffer getting plowed in the Senate. What was the room called?
The plowing room.
The plowing room.
Listen, I didn't take the bait all weekend. I didn't click. People sent me memes. People sent me pics. I was like, I don't care.
Well, I think the most jarring thing about this. Okay, so there was this guy who is.
Isn't he denying it?
No, because how could he? His face is in it.
Oh.
Did you watch the video?
I told you I didn't take the bait.
Oh, well.
What was he doing?
I did catch the video.
Who was he sleeping with?
Well, okay, so the day it all came out, apparently he put this video on his close friends on Instagram. Now, to the average listener, if you're maybe a straight person, who's on your close friends? Perhaps your close friends. But for a gay person, your close friends is every person you've ever met.
And every person that you haven't met but you would like to sleep with.
Yes. And so to put your own illegal sex tape.
Why was it illegal?
I don't know if it was illegal.
You can't have sex in a room.
I don't know if it was illegal. You're so right. It may have just been against the rules.
The law.
Was it illegal? Who knows? But was it against the law? Who knows?
When he said barely legal.
What?
He meant illegal.
Illegal.
Barely illegal.
Okay, so he posted it on Close Friends. It got screen grabbed and whatnot. And then, it left his orbit. And I think the biggest takeaway here is, baby, there is no such thing as privacy. If you are sharing your act with anybody else, the act, it will seep out. If you ever send content to somebody, expect that it will be on the front page of anything. If you ever want to share your dirty little whatever, your little gig, hold your phone in front of somebody's face to show them. Sending it to somebody else, are you not just assuming everybody will screen grab everything that you've ever sent ever? Do you not have that assumption?
They said, I'm reading this. Apparently somebody said this whole situation is very strange because he's been doing questionable stuff on social media the whole time.
Yeah, I've seen screenshots. And there's pictures of him with like other staffers, and he's like resisting the urge to suck representative blah blah's delicious fingers. And that's the caption on the content?
There's a representative resting his hand on the back of his chair, and it says, pictured me trying to resist the urge to suck on Representative Sorensen's gorgeous fingers.
And let me say this. I saw the pictures. I looked at the fingers.
Not gorgeous.
I'm not gagging.
The way his hand's positioned, I don't want to suckle them pigs.
You know what? I've seen hands like that before. The hands look swollen. You know when an older man has swollen fingers? That's what those fingers look like.
Is that what Jewel was singing about?
Those hands were small. Those hands, fragile even. They're never broken. I don't really remember what the words were. But those hands were swollen, high blood pressure hands. Why is he trying to suck on them?
Mm-mm. They are not yours. They are my own. They are my own.
I don't know. Reasons. So day one of the video being dropped, everyone was very, we must find the DC top. And I think they found him.
Oh, come on, DC top. He could be versed. Don't drag him into that.
Well, he was doing the topping in the
video. Yeah, some versus top.
I mean, my biggest takeaway, my initial gut reaction to that video was, oh my God, so much overhead lighting. Like, who's having that much? I don't know. It felt so bright in that room. Who's having sex in a very, very bright, bright room? Oh.
Not you with your LASIK.
No. Oh, my. I couldn't take it. I'd have to have sunglasses on. I really would. For my own sanity. No.
You think they leave those lights on in that room at all times? Waste of taxpayer dollars.
Also, you're telling me there's not a C-SPAN camera to anywhere up in that gig? Not even a security cam?
Was the top filming or was the camera propped?
The bottom was leaned over the ledge, which apparently is the exact location that Amy Klobuchar sits at.
Says my blizzard.
Apparently that's her seat. And leaning over it, facing the entire room, and the top is behind, perhaps doggy style, and he's holding a phone filming downward. So you see the point of entry, and then he spans the room so you can really get the depth of the room.
A room of one's own.
Yes. Yeah.
You're welcome.
For what?
For educating you on literature.
I didn't catch any of that.
Okay, well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What else you got on your list?
We're currently experiencing something happening right now.
What is it?
Do you feel it in the air? Do you hear what I hear?
Christmas time?
No. Beyonce might have been right when she said we're experiencing a renaissance.
Is it raining? Rain on me, tsunami. It is raining in San Francisco. It's supposed to rain all week.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
And Addison, Beyonce?
Addison Rae. Billy Ray Cyrus. Ray J. Reina Rodriguez.
Rihanna.
Tate McRae. Are we not experiencing a renaissance?
Wow. This is what you brought to the table?
Are you on board for the Tate McRae of it all? People are really trying to tell me this is the new pop diva, pop queen on our hands. They say, I keep seeing people say, I'm sold, I'm in, registering my stan card. Are you in on the gig?
So part of, I was thinking about it. I really was.
I want to be open-minded. I don't want to be a grandpa who's all, you know how like old gays are like, oh, Madonna. It's like, I don't want to be that to whoever's up and coming. You know, I want to have an open mind, an open heart.
And do you have either?
Tate McRae. There's something so pedestrian and Midwestern about the name.
Yeah.
derogatory. And that is somebody that's coming from somebody who's pedestrian and Midwestern themselves. So like right off the bat, I feel a little bit like Tate McRae.
Okay. So I was thinking about it and I thought, you know, I really did
What's in a name? You know, a rose by any other name, etc.
I really did. When Ari was like coming out, I was all like, no. And I didn't like Ari until Break Free. So nothing that Tate McRae has released yet in this renaissance has got me gagged. Oh. If something spills over, maybe I'll listen. But so far, not so good.
Well, she's a Canadian, so following in the footsteps of many greats.
Shania Twain, Celine Dion, Justin Bieber, Drake, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Thank you. Yes, all of those. Brooklyn Heights. Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm done talking about Tate McRae. We have to talk about.
I'll give you 2 minutes. Go.
About Melinda?
I'm not here for the Melinda Vergasans.
Oh, well then get off the boat. This ship is going one direction.
You think she can win? Be for real.
Something tells me she's at least top four.
Oh God.
I'm feeling it in my bones. Look at past contestants that have made it to the top four. You know what? We've had kookier appearances, and there's something delicious about the experience of an underdog. There have been Snatch Games where the editing has desperately tried to convince me somebody is funny just to give them a redemption win. This was not one of them. It was a successful Snatch Game amidst very unsuccessful snatch games. And so I thought, you know what? I'm a little convinced this was a redemption.
I knew that from the second they did the mini challenge, which was the reading challenge, and the fact that they only showed each queen do roughly one read because there were probably not that many good ones. And I just knew it was going to be not the Snatch Game for me. I just didn't think anybody was really successful.
Yeah, you know what? Once you start taking a look at how they are presenting queens via editing, it's hard not to resent it a little. And I am currently feeling it with my number one pick of the season, Denim.
I just feel
because this episode did two things. And to any trained eye of the Drag Race franchise, they will be off put by this. They did two things with Denim. Number one, they tried to tell me that Denim was the winner of the reading challenge, which, okay, I guess halfway.
Denim was the only one they showed, like, I think there were like three of them that they showed do more than one read. Almost everybody had only one read, which means.
So what I'm saying is they are presenting this as the winner of the reading challenge. Okay, maybe, I guess. In the same episode as presenting them as safe from the Snatch Game when they've only showed maybe one or two responses that were neutral, not bombing, but neutral. And
they're only
going to be showing the best of the best. They want everyone to be the best Snatch Game ever. So they're going to show the funniest things that they possibly said or did. So for them to show no bombing, but only neutral two responses from Denim in the Snatch Game. And then coming out of the Snatch Game, Denim saying, how do we feel? Like clearly nervous. They do not want the viewers to think Denim is not funny. That in the same episode where Denim was safe and had no bombing answers on the Snatch Game but was nervous, why were they nervous? Gave us the win for the reading challenge. They said Denim is funny, but we're not going to talk about it though, and we're not going to show when they were or when they weren't. We're just going to glide on by. That is a winner's edit for a not funny queen, which is fine. You don't have to be clever witty to be a winner in my book. In fact, Denim is my number one pick for the season. But like seeing the editing play out right before my eyes, I'm like, girl, like, it's okay to bomb the Snatch Game. It's okay. That's a hard challenge. But don't try to tell me that they were at least neutrally safe. I'm not buying it.
Babe, I said verbatim what you said after Sasha Colby did the Snatch Game last season in US. It's like,
and like I said, this is not being a hater. I am a stan of both Sasha and Denim. And any queen that wants to be vulnerable on TV, bitch, I am a fan. But the editing is what really grinds my gears, because it's like, I'm not dumb. Don't act like they're trying to really skate people through, and I'm like, don't. They can be bad at things and still be an incredible drag queen. It's fine.
Listen, I think that's just the circumstance we're in now, and like I said, I think it's really visible in challenges like Snatch Game and in like the reading challenge, when everybody only gets one read and they're not even funny. I believe Denim won the reading challenge. My thought process is that there were a lot of bad reads.
Yes. Yes. Also, Jesus not even being in the top was disrespectful to the viewers. We're not dumb. We were laughing. You were laughing.
They included
footage of everyone laughing. And yet, not even in the top. Meanwhile, Tiger King, I wasn't laughing. Not that it was bad or...
I thought Tiger King was so bad. Horrible, in fact.
I don't think that the Tiger King was any worse than any of the other people who were bombing, which was most of the queens, which is, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just spade to spade reading the read. Jesus should have been in the top. So it was just weird. It was just weird to me. And then they the only thing they show in the Untucked is Jesus saying, so what are y'all, what happened out there? Glide and skip right over any type of possible conversation about Jesus should have been in the top. We're not going to hear any of that, because that would only affirm what all of us are thinking. Don't you think Jesus should have been in the top? Mm-hmm. Out of that group?
Yeah, probably. The funny thing is, I really don't remember a lot of it, because I didn't think much of it was funny, if I'm being honest.
That's fine.
All right, where can people find
you? No! I'm still gagging at the season. I still think Canada's Drag Race, this season of Canada's Drag Race, is so fun and good and silly and interesting and unpolished in a good way. Meaning, it feels like an old Drag Race US season, but when US was finding its editing footing. So like, you still have these queens that are bringing what they do without being super like polished, which is not a bad thing. Just like what they do and who they are, with like understanding of how to present the show pacing wise, which I think it has been fun to watch.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying.
I think I just get wrapped into the commentary that I see online that's like, great TV, great TV, great TV. And I'm like, babe, don't say great TV like we all have the same universal idea of what makes great TV.
Like, no, yeah, we've talked about this before. Like, you and I probably, you especially, don't want fighting and stuff.
Not when it just feels like it's for attention.
Yeah, we talked about this. Like, it is a class of Drag Race fans becoming drag queens whose biggest point of reference of drag is Drag Race, and so they will inherently, consciously or unconsciously, emulate who shines the brightest on Drag Race and who shines the brightest on Drag Race. People who play the reality TV game, and so then without even thinking it, they play the reality TV game before they present their best drag.
Yeah, I think I would just rather watch funny, talented performers who are good at makeup and have a unique perspective than watch people fight.
Then watch me.
All right, I'm going to watch you log off.
No, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me researching more of the Christmas holiday tracks so that we have something to talk about in the next few episodes.
All righty.
What about you, boo?
You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Tyler Oakley, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Hey, this episode goes live on Tuesday. I'll probably be live when you stop listening. Come on over, say hey. A lot of people come in and they say, Psychobabble sent me.
I love that for them and for you and for us.
You're a stupid girl.
All right.
Oh, wait, I have something to talk about. You know what? I'll save it for next week. Remind me to tell you about my straw trauma.
Oh, babe, put it on your list. Write it
it's
right
on
at
the
top.
It's on the list.
Straw trauma. Highlight it.
Okay. Bye.